This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Rotators, we are back again with another episode of the Rotating Heroes Podcast. I hope that you have enjoyed the first part of Arc 11, Mind of the Machine. Man, did I love doing this. If you ever want to check out artwork as well, by the way, make sure you check out the Rotating Heroes Patreon because we're posting on there. Usually, I post all the artwork as public, so you can just go and check it out for free. You don't have to be a member, or maybe you have to be a free member, potentially, but you don't actually have to pay anything to see a bunch of the free posts, and there's loads of artwork on there, and other just sort of interesting little behind-the-scenes pictures and stuff like that. So, you know, it's not a bad time to check it out. But that is all I have to say today. I will let past me and past guests do the talking for us. So, take it away, past me.
As he's sort of trying to process what the fuck is going on and how the situation got so rapidly out of his control, you do now see that from the direction of Witherfront Haven is like pouring probably like 40 more of these like similar looking dudes with these like sort of pack things on and these little Modron, and you see that occasionally one of them will take the staff that they have and will sort of like, it's all lit up at the end and it almost like acts like a tether to like a Modron, and they kind of like throw it like
they like lacrosse stick it to us
basically. Yeah, and they as they throw it, you see that the Modron and it explodes and like another tree falls down.
Does it keep running?
Yeah. You see the Modron is like looking at the tree. This is good wood. This is quality. We could carve something from this. Can we carry this with us?
Yeah, if you want. I don't know how strong.
I owe this tree my life as well.
That idea? Like, okay. I really feel like we should not carry extra stuff.
Okay, listen, I'm not going to make
this running. Yeah.
Can I go into a rage and carry the tree?
Absolutely. Hell yeah.
Don't do a rage. What are you? I like it, bud. Come with us.
So I go into a rage, which I believe gives me advantage on strength checks.
It does give you advantage on strength checks.
Can I try and carry the tree?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
This is a really, really big tree.
That's a nat 20.
Jesus Christ.
What is happening?
This tree is important. It is part of my narrative.
I'll say that this whole time you've been still stuck under the tree, just sort of with your mouth kind of like out, like sticking out from underneath it, and you just fully stand up and the tree is like embedded, like in, you're sort of still embedded in the tree. So you're effectively just like not even using your arms. It's just sort of stuck on your head for a bit.
Where to, new friends?
This way to the big floaty thingy.
I'm already like, down the road.
like none of this is concerned. I'm just trying to get away. Same. I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know what any of this is. I am trying to avoid.
Oh shit, he's got the algorithm.
It's I just bring the algorithm back to the
dark. Dude, just follow me.
All right, yes, yeah, that wonderful sculpture. Consider this my resignation.
Oh, come back here.
I've never had a guy join my side so quickly.
And then you hear Thomas goes, I see, I told you, you're just carrying yourself differently. People are drawn to you now.
And also, I should say, I have, with the aura of alacrity, I'm just a little faster than I was. And everyone has like a 10% bonus, I think, or 10 feet bonus to their speed.
Oh, hell yeah.
Very fun. Okay, so here is how this is going to work. We're going to roll for initiative.
Okay.
And now what you can basically do is you can use your turn as you normally would if you would like to basically try and stop the encroachment of Memento, which is the name of this orc that is following you.
Or like Christopher Nolan.
Yes, exactly. Just like the Christopher Nolan movie. Wow, that's... Yeah, okay. Didn't do that intentionally. Shit. Okay, and then the kind of rest of the sort of people chasing you will sort
the
of
Dark
act
Knights.
On like what... The Dark Knights, yeah. Led by Ra's al Ghul. will be... they'll go on a different initiative, basically. But they'll sort of go as like one. Or so basically you can either attack him or you can attack like the kind of group.
Yeah.
And instead of it sort of like doing specific damage to one of them, you'll sort of like slow the group down, basically.
We're like running and like blasting behind us, basically.
Yes,
they're like gaining on us.
Or obviously if you want to then use something to like make yourself go faster or whatever,
sure,
then you, obviously
sure.
You can absolutely do that as well. So effectively what this is going to be, this is going to be, it's going to take you 4 rounds basically to get to where you need to be. Mm-hmm. But there might be some other things that kind of happen in and around these rounds as well. Can I get everyone to please roll me initiative?
Yeah.
Sorry, what was your name again?
I am Sir Vissel Divinostra, court artisan of the Endless Holt. And that is Memento, a foul controller who captured me in this orb and forced me to work despite my will.
Wow, okay.
Yes, use my own creative output against me. Can you see? He has transformed me into some sort of foul artisan of this wicked mess. Wicked mechanism.
I don't know what you looked like before, but I hate that you're presenting as something you don't want to be.
It's all right. As long as I can carry lots of wood, it should be fine.
It seems like you can.
You have a log sideways on your head.
Yeah.
Just watch.
Having to like pivot as you go.
Watch
trees.
For door frames.
Yeah. Watch me make you roll with disadvantage.
Yeah.
No. But you'll have wood at least. Yeah. That'll be good. Okay. What did everyone get for initiative? I'll just go around. What did you get?
I got a 7.
7.
So the wood is affecting me.
The wood is definitely slowing you down. Okay. And Zach?
15.
15. And for Turbo?
21.
21. Very good. Absolutely tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting out of here.
I was running hours. Ages ago.
I kind of wish you maybe just checked back once.
It seemed like a bad situation. I didn't know why we would stay and talk to them.
So, Turbine, as we begin this combat, you've been running for like a solid 30 plus seconds, and
so much tequila just oozing out of my sweat.
Due to the slight hangover and also the fact that you're a gnome with much smaller legs, gin catches up to you in like no time at all.
Sure.
You're kind of all together as a three. And what would you like to go ahead and do for this first round of combat, Turbine?
Yeah. We are running. I think Turbine's in that frame of mind. Do I have a sense? How fast is everyone?
Guess 40 with the alacrity boost.
I have 45 walking.
Jesus Christ.
45.
You're both so much faster than me.
You see, Thomas is like, dude, what have you been doing? Seriously.
Jin's doing that thing where like a professional like sprinter is running and their head is so still
while
their body is going like.
Got a GoPro.
My head is not moving at all, but my whole body is moving.
Thomas like gets right into your ear and goes, I'm not going to say this out loud because I don't want to bring it up again.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say, back there, starting to look a little bit peachier.
Just looking like, what?
Starting to look a little bit, you know, filling out.
Who?
You know what I mean? Like you're working it out a little.
Are you talking about my butt?
Oh, shh. I wasn't trying to say it out loud.
Indeed. You, my friend, are caked up.
Jin pulls his shirt down and his like tunic down a little, but it's also like
it's looking good. It's looking better. It's looking better.
That's good because it used to be pretty awful.
No.
The body is but clay.
I like this guy.
Okay, well, Turbine is like I need a second win here. He's like, definitely gonna cast haste on myself.
Awesome.
But I can twin spell, so I kind of looks like. Does anyone feel like they need a little extra like pep in their step?
I mean, I'm probably the fastest here, so if you want to throw it to our buddy over here.
The downside being once haste ends, there is like a turn where you can't do anything, basically.
Yes. Got it.
So do you want to like
high risk, high reward, baby?
High risk, high reward.
Oh, collaboration is what you seek, indeed.
All right,
let us join our minds.
Oh man, this guy's so cool.
It totally tracks as well that you'd be able to cast it like flawlessly on a robot, though.
Yeah,
like that's yeah.
Cool. So I'm going to cast haste on myself, and I'm sorry. What is your name again?
Sir Vissel Divinostra.
Sir Vissel?
Vissel.
Vissel.
V-I-S-S-E-L.
Divinostra.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So choose a willing creature. So until the spell ends, your speed is doubled, and you gain a +2 bonus to AC, and you have an advantage on dexterity saving throws, and you gain an additional action on each turn.
Jin, why did you say you were fast, man? Like, you could have got that. That would have been pretty cool.
I just didn't. I thought he was just going to make me a little faster.
I didn't realize it was like a double situation, right? Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
Yeah.
And then so
he's going to hand that to you. That's going to be your concentration like awesome. Token. So we remember that you have concentration.
I love that. That's a great idea. What does the bracelet of alacrity do?
Oh, it's the aura of alacrity.
Aura of alacrity.
I don't know why I assumed it was a bracelet. You just seem like a bracelet guy.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, maybe it will be.
Jen looks at his bare wrists like, one day.
Okay, maybe.
Your walking speed increases by 10 feet. In addition, if you aren't incapacitated, the walking speed of any ally who starts their turn within 5 feet of you increases by 10 feet until the end of that turn.
Okay.
Okay, so let me get this right.
Yeah.
You started with 30 each?
Yes.
Of speed?
So speed, yeah.
25.
25,
mm-hmm.
30. Of course, they're all in increments of five. Different. Yeah. Just to make it nice and easy for us to remember. So basically, you're going to go up to 50, you'll go up to 60, mm-hmm. but because you're starting within 5 feet of Jin, that means that yours is now 60 and yours is 70,
yeah.
whilst Jin's is 45.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said you're the fastest one.
Well, before you cast some sort of nightmarish spell on him.
I guess it's like mix up like a real strong coffee-based drink.
Yeah.
You're like a 2X podcast.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we gotta go. It's that little bit of clipping between words. But we're just gonna run really fast.
Okay, I think I get it.
You have a coffee, and then you just get out a screwdriver and just like do something, like just tinker with Sir Vissel's knees.
Yeah.
And he just immediately becomes quicker.
Optimization. You, my friend, hop on my log. I'll carry you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm absolutely slowing you down if Jin hops on top of the tree, actual tree that you have attached to your head.
It's good wood, quality crafting.
I'm going to take another action to dash, and then I haven't taken my movement yet, so I guess I'll move as well.
Hell yeah.
So
okay.
Turbine is, I've never been more terrified.
Yeah, it's just like,
gotta go! Gotta go fast, you know?
Turbine turns into dash from the Incredible.
Yeah.
It just takes off. Absolutely unbelievable. Yeah, I'll say whatever that coffee, like espresso martini thing that you whipped up for yourself, is just flowing, coursing through your veins right now. You are full knees up, just like finding a level of athleticism that you truly did not realize that you had, Turbine. Yes.
I can't help but be worried about that guy.
So let me just clarify. You went 60.
So... Let me just talk through this. Make sure this isn't too crazy here, because I feel like I'm moving too fast.
Turbine just gets the obelisk.
So movement is 60 feet.
Yep.
So I would go 60 feet. Then I got an extra action for catching haste. That's another 60 feet.
Yep.
And then how far away is the obelisk?
Ooh, okay, so, well, listen.
Can I see? Did I already fuck this up?
Well, listen, this was going on the basis that you'd have a maximum 60 feet of movement per round.
You ran past it.
You gotta go fast.
I will basically say that you're out ahead.
Yeah.
This was going to be four rounds.
Yes.
You've basically covered two rounds already.
Okay.
So I'll say that, like, in the distance through a thicket of trees, you can see the obelisk.
Got it. And would it be crazy to then use my bonus action to Misty Step another 30 feet?
Wait, that's two spells. Okay, the account is saved.
Listen, this haste is going to wear off, and I'm going to be miserable when it does. So I'm trying to just stack as much as I can.
I will, however, give you inspiration for turning 25 feet of movement into somehow 120.
Fantastic.
That is obscene. You have an advantage on a future roll. Absolutely incredible. Anything else?
I think that's all I can do.
Okay. Can everyone roll me a d20, please? Okay, so 14. What did you get?
14 as
14,
well.
What did you get?
16.
16, okay. We'll say it's Jin because you're at the back.
Mm-hmm.
Jin, can you roll me a dexterity saving throw, please?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
If you had taken my haste, you would have gotten advantage on this. Just letting you know.
But you chose not to.
You said I'm pretty fast.
I got an 11.
You got an 11?
That's a good average amount.
Okay.
Distracted by seeing... I've never been faster, and then I saw what I just saw with Turbine. I'm like, what?
So, as this happens, you're kind of concentrating on that and kind of getting distracted for a second, that you don't actually hear Sir Vissel next to you sort of like tell you to look out as you hear a... And one of these Modrons comes flying towards you, explodes next to you. You actually go flying, like, smack, like, into a tree. Like, it bounces you off a tree as you take 22 points of damage.
Oh, my God.
As you basically get... This explosion goes off next to you, and you get slammed into a tree. You sort of manage to, like, stay, like, you know, you kind of hit the tree, slide down,
Ouch.
Land on your feet, bit singed. But you, yeah, you can kind of continue making your way as you take this damage.
We already have a tree. We don't need another one.
I agree. Just running to catch it.
Weirdly though, the rough bark as you slammed into it did really feel good on those slightly infected insect bites on your back.
God. Note to self, when I stop, I'm going to really go to town on my back.
Your boots... I think that might be part of the problem as to why it looks a little infected back here. Anyway, what the hell are we going to do? It's your turn.
Okay, I am just going to... you keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Action to dash. Mm-hmm. My movement speed is 45 right now, so I will go 90.
90, yep.
And then I'm going to bonus action channel divinity, mm-hmm. which lets me... I'm going to channel divinity, and that will give me... To use Peerless Athlete, and as a bonus action for 10 minutes, I get advantage on athletics and acrobatics checks. Amount I can carry, push, drag, and lift is doubled, and the distance of my long jump and high jumps is increased by 10 feet, in case that's helpful.
I swear if you pick up a tree, man.
I'm just going to make an insight check on the tree that I just...
it's the thickest tree you've ever seen in your life.
I just...
it's mahogany.
He just stops.
Beautiful.
Jen ties the laces on his new wet boots and just starts sprinting.
As you tie the laces on these boots, you see that the kind of like is like they kind of seem to get like sheathed in Zophine's light for a second as the boots seem to like fix to your feet, like they just become perfectly sized for you. Mm. And as you start like going, you're like, these have got some grip, and you're like, wow, picking your knees up and just like absolutely powering. You're still nowhere near as fast as Turbine. You managed to get like a full 90 feet, and you're still not as fast as the little gnome that's
so terrified, just so scared. It's like, I was just doing work in my tent and you brought trouble to me.
I feel like we just need a track of just Turbine like,
yeah. That Doppler effect as well.
Yeah. Turbine runs so fast, he's actually just running in circles around
the... He went around the world. Like,
I need that man to brew me more drink.
There's a turbine shaped cloud of dust that's left behind.
I put my hand through it and it just disappears. That's Jen's turn.
Okay, and then so at initiative 10, you see the clouds overhead start to sort of coalesce, and it begins to sort of slowly rain. And there you can hear some sort of distant rumbling thunder as it seems to sort of roll over. And so I need whoever would like to roll me a d6, please.
You got it, Caldwell.
Yes, I'm so good at rolling dice.
There is something about this...
When you say whoever would like to, you mean one of us rolls a d6 for the table, or you mean anyone can roll a d6?
No, yeah, someone rolls for the table, yeah. There is something about this thunder which feels slightly sort of like unnatural in the way that it rolled in, but sort of very natural in the way that it sort of appeared.
Right. Here we go.
Through six. It's gotta be one of those numbers.
Now's the time to build it up.
Seven.
Four.
Four. Okay.
I knew I could do it, guys.
So. Fun. Okay. Endless Halt, the sort of ground around you seems to sort of start to sort of come to life, and you start to see the beginnings of some sort of like bioluminescent like plants and things sort of like almost like starting to sort of appear around trees and things like that, seemingly having like a bit of sentience to themselves. I need everyone, and this will include Momentum and the others, to roll a strength saving throw.
I'm raging, so I get that with advantage. 15.
15?
There's only 8 for
me. And 8 for Turbine?
Oh. 14. And did you start your turn in mine? Because you can use my aura of protection, I think. Let me double check.
I don't... Well, he's not technically started his turn yet, but I'll let that...
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's
a pass though already, so I don't think he doesn't need the plus. So you look as these sort of plants and everything come to life. You see that some of these kind of, again, like bioluminescent like vines start to kind of like perk up and sort of like almost like look like they're watching you as you like run past. And you see that one of them kind of extends out from one tree to another right in front of you, Turbine, as you're like running an absolute lick. And you basically go into it, and then it pings you back 30 feet. And I actually need you, Jin, to roll me a dexterity saving
off
throw.
Off the ropes.
Indeed. I too am taken aback by the beauty of nature.
Natural one.
Natural one? Incredible. Okay, both of you, Jin and Turbine, are going to take 4 points of bludgeoning damage as basically gets yeeted back into you, Jin. Basically, if you pass that, you'd have been able to like catch him and stop Turbine from taking any damage. But since you brought a natural one, you're also going to take damage. A huge tequila mug. Straight into your...
But you got to slow down.
They're coming for us. They're coming for us, man.
You got to go that way.
So yeah, you get flung backwards. You see one of them lashes out towards Memento, but he uses this like glowing staff to just like slice it in half as he runs towards you. And it is, I believe, yes, it is his go. On haste, you now see as who is he getting? Probably closest is still going to be you, Savissal. You see that Memento, you see his eyes kind of flash with that same sort of energy as he looks towards you, Savissal, and goes, I've had enough of this. Grovel. And he's going to cast Command, and I need you to make a Wisdom saving throw, please.
Wisdom saving throw?
You got it.
I am bad at this.
if you're within 10 feet of me, you get... Wait, he's not. He's
yeah,
not.
I think okay. you've yeah, already yeah. run ahead, I see, unfortunately, yeah. yeah.
Ooh, 17?
Yes. Okay, so you, and I think you can feel the robot, like, body is still, like, designed by him. It's, like, kind of, like, starts to, like, you know, like, make its way down to the ground, but you're like, no! Like, you manage to, like, force your way through. I think the rage is probably helping you as you manage to kind of carry on running. But, yeah, I think that's definitely, like, a couple, like a screw just pink, like, pops off, and you're like, like, really, like, trying hard to resist it.
The only person I would grovel to is my royal patron for more fun so I can create more beautiful masterpieces.
As you declare this out loud...
I would weep openly in front of the entire court. I would piss myself if it meant more money for more clay and more beautiful paints.
Piss myself.
I would debase myself in the name of art.
I gotta see some of this guy's art. I have to assume it's great.
I want to know what this guy's backstory is.
Yes, it is now Savissal's turn. What would Savissal like to do?
I'm hasted and I'm basted in the love of Zophine.
Thanks to the alacrity.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Hasted and basted, baby.
Hasted and basted, bro.
That's a good episode name. That's a good episode
hasted
name.
Hasted and basted, yeah.
So I'll go ahead and... For my first action, I barf up a javelin from the 3D printer in my mouth.
Three hours later. Oh, it's fucked up.
I love the idea that it comes out. I was going to say, it comes out with, like, still kind of attached at certain points.
Hang on,
like,
hang on.
Off.
Okay, you just clean that off.
It's going to be cool. Yeah.
It's going to be. I take an X-Acto knife and I shave it down to a sharp point.
Look, he is doing this thing again. This will take him a while. I guess I'll just stand here and not attack him.
Stay back, you false imposters. Stay back, you false patrons. You denigrators of the art. And I'm going to huck a javelin at Memento.
Amazing.
Shout out to the two.
Hey, we got one. We got one.
We got it. We got it.
It's in there.
Got him, Zach.
Javelin.
Remember to pay Nadbot a bunch of money.
We signed a horrible deal.
Yes, yeah, real bad. Why do we agree to this?
Every time I get it, too. You owe me $20,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit. Okay.
Shout out to the $20,000.
Yeah. Just going to remortgage my house real quick. Cold ball, three twos.
So the javelin lands in yet another beautiful tree, and you see it falls over.
Mm-hmm.
And Sir Vissel hesitates, looking at the beauty of the wood.
Mm-hmm.
But then he...
You think you can see a face where the wood splintered. You know what I mean? You're kind of looking at it like, oh, is that a... Like, it looks like you've created something beautiful.
My God, rosewood, it's perfect. I could make a jewelry box.
I absolutely love the idea that this wood is just made truly of the most random tree. You've got mahogany, rosewood.
What is this forest?
It's like sort of Johnny Appleseed guy.
It's like it's like a weird, like, fruit salad tree. Yeah. See those where they, like, graft a million different fruits onto one tree?
Yeah, exactly that.
What is this place?
You have no idea how rare this is. And then I'll go ahead and dash for my action. Mm-hmm. That is my bonus action. I will go ahead and give some bardic inspiration.
Ooh.
To
me. You want to give it to me, yes? I think it's me. Did you want to give the inspiration to
no
me?
No more. I am free of your false inspiration, of your wicked words and deeds. I shall give it to my new friend here. I shall give it to you, small friend.
Turbine!
Turbine! Yes, friend Turbine. Please accept this.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
I'm pulling it out.
Which form do you want the inspiration to take?
It's a protein bar. He's three in front of a protein bar.
It's like a baby bird.
It's like,
baby.
Jen just looking back and forth.
Like, I don't know, man. This seems... they're our best hope, I guess.
What happened in the last 30 minutes?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
Bardic Inspiration is a D8, is that right?
It's a D8. Yeah, so, yeah. And I'm a barbarian. I'm barbarian 1,
bard 6. Barbarian?
Mm-hmm. And I'm a College of Creation bard, so I can cast Mote of Potential.
Okay.
When granting a creature a bardic inspiration die, you summon a mote of potential that orbits within 5 feet of the creature. It basically, when you use your bardic inspiration, there's like an extra effect. That
Cool.
So I'll let you know what that is.
Cool. a little extra something.
Yeah. Could be good. Could be bad. Yeah. Who knows?
Okay.
I think
that's fine.
I do sculpt just like a tiny version of you and then hand it to you.
Oh my god.
It's like a little Rock'em Sock'em version.
Just, two guys just talking so fast. He's like, oh my god, this is so cool.
This is great. Yes. I hope you like it.
I think they did cocaine.
I feel so inspired. This is incredible.
They both went to the bathroom for a while and then came out.
Have you ever used a lathe before?
I have not, and I want
to. Oh, we're going to get a lathe and we're going to make some cool stuff.
Lathe and bathe, dude.
Yes, sir.
What's a lathe?
We're going to get you lathed.
That will take us to the top of the round. Turbine, it is your go. You have this bardic inspiration and this mojo potential. We're going to say that you got sent back 30 feet, so you're effectively like a round and a half away from the obelisk currently.
Okay.
Moving at the sort of speed that your guys are moving at.
Okay. I think Turbine is still... Turbine's not super strong. I think he's dead set on getting to safety. I think Turbine's just going to keep running. That sounds kind of boring, but I think this is honestly what he would do.
It gets the move.
So I'll take my movement, which... I guess I notch back into Jin, so I get his amulet effect again.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Yep. My voice pasted.
Oh man, how quickly my own shit backfired on myself.
So I guess I will take my movement, which is 60 feet. I guess I might as well
dash
mm-hmm. for an action for another sprint.
Through gritted teeth.
Yeah. Dash. 120 feet.
Uh-huh. I will say that you're probably you're probably close enough now to the obelisk to to see it. So I'll describe it quickly for you.
So
and
after 100 feet, how far away am I?
Yeah, and then I'll also basically, if you wanted to use your action to attempt to turn on the self-defense kind of part of the obelisk, basically, then like you could attempt it basically.
Okay, because I'll just go.
It's probably helpful that you get there early because you don't like. It's not like going to be like I just immediately know how to do this.
For
like
sure.
Every obelisk is very different.
Puzzle to solve. There's shit to do. And again, as soon as this haste wears off, it's going to be bad. If I can get close, I'll just run back to the obelisk and start trying to.
So I think as you run up to this obelisk, you see that basically there's like a clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Of clearing of trees, and you see that on sort of if you imagine the clearing on the left hand side as you emerge into it, the there is like a like what appears to be like a square kind of platform, which looks like it was once on top of another section of the obelisk.
Mm.
Has basically that had been broken off, and you can see the kind of end of it where it's all kind of like busted and messed up. And basically, from each corner of that square platform are these chains that basically come up and go to four corners of this now floating, perfectly white, like it's made out of this like white and blue marble. It's like white marble with blue veins running through it. And all these kind of like sort of ancient sort of symbols and things on the side of it. And basically this floating obelisk, you basically get the impression that when the Goblin Obelisk used to stand, it always had this kind of floating top section to it. And whatever is keeping it, like, basically, whatever's used to make it float is still going. And so effectively, even though the obelisk has fallen, this top section is like corrected still itself, basically.
Got it.
And it's sort of tethered to these big chains.
So there's a bit on the ground.
There's like a
there's
bit
some chain
on the ground
bits that are floating off
yes.
the anchored bit, essentially.
Yeah. And okay. I think as you approach it, you do see this tiny little hatch at the bottom of the sort of white obelisk. Just go and sort of opens up.
Okay.
As you sort of come into the clearing, and then, but I think if in order to you to sort of like interact with the obelisk, I think you can use the beacon to like send signals to it, almost like a bit like a sort
sure.
of a remote.
Yeah.
So if you want to go ahead and make a tinkerer's check,
yeah, I'll go in.
You stick it into the ground.
Stick the beacon in the ground.
I think as you stick the beacon in the ground, that ambient electricity that you were sort of tracking before, it's basically like Nikola Tesla theory of like being able to basically send energy like currents through the ground. It seems that whatever this somehow this obelisk is sending this like this current through the ground and into the beacon itself,
right? Like Nikola Tesla in The Prestige, the Christopher Nolan film.
You know, that's a really interesting I'm gonna go away and watch some other movies. Because
I didn't realize how much of a, you know, a Nolan impact. Bro.
Yeah, I didn't realize what an impact Chris Nolan's had on me and my creative
Roland,
process.
Nolan, dude, Nolan.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, you get inside the obelisk, it takes off into the sky, and you see a video of your kids, but they're kind of aging.
And tears
and
down
like,
my
tears.
Face.
It's really like the cornerstone, the emotional sort of heartbeat of the movie. Or at least that's how Christopher Nolan described it during our private session. Christopher, if you could come in.
I'm picturing Turbine as Matthew McConaughey now.
Yeah, perfect. No notes.
So yeah, jam this thing in the ground, and it's like beeping or booping or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's not doing the
probably
same.
Probably booping.
Yeah. I'll ask Zach originally.
If it's up
does,
to me,
does
booping.
Does the beacon beep or boop? You know what I mean?
One to 10 beep, 11 to 20 boop. That's a 3.
Okay, beeps.
Definitely beeps. So as it is beeping, you can go ahead and sort of twist and change some of the little kind of. I almost imagine it has like rings on the base of it, which kind of like change the settings on it, basically. Cool. So yeah, go ahead and make a tinkerer's check.
All right, that's gonna. Oh wait, I thought that was a 1 for a second. So 13.
Okay. Yeah, so as you like twist and turn these things, you see that same sort of like the tether before with the motor on it, sort of like a similar thing happens as it reaches up towards the obelisk. And you can see the obelisk the blue veins that kind of run through its sort of marble texture start to sort of illuminate slightly and like start to like really slowly like shift and almost sort of take on a slightly more watery like a kind of sort of visual and you feel like something's happening, like you've definitely made a kind of connection to the obelisk, but you haven't like sent it the correct signal because you also have to send it the signal to not attack you or either of your friends
sure,
as well,
like the command line going.
You think that you might be close to having it, but you need to figure out a way to tell it to not attack you guys first.
Great.
Okay, incredible. That's Turbine's turn. We
define
now
define us as good guys.
Yeah. good guys.
X equals good.
Border, 2 pixels.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's going to help.
2 pixels.
Hello, world.
Can I have you two, I get Jin and Savissal to roll a d20, please?
Mm-hmm, right.
3 for Savissal.
19.
Savissal, I need a dexterity saving throw, please.
Dexterity saving throw with advantage. Because I'm hasted. I'm drinking this delicious cold brew from my friend. Ah, okay.
Seems pretty good to me.
That is going to be a filthy 20.
Filthy 20. So with that, you hear a very familiar. I think as like it sort of gets towards you, you hear a
Oh, 69.
69. No.
Yeah, see this little Modron with 69 on his forehead, just like slow motion next to you, like. hits into the ground.
Nice.
Nice. So sick.
Sweet dude.
Nice.
He was the team jokester. A real comedian.
Yeah, he blows up next to you and you take 10 fire damage.
Oof, okay.
That's half because you successfully passed your dexterity saving throw.
While on the plane of the Modrons, a single soldier delivers a flag to
to the house. Of, house
are you Mrs. 69?
Yeah. Oh my god. It just immediately starts weeping.
What is it?
420, go back to bed.
epic mom.
Today is a very unleet day.
Okay, goes back, hotboxes the room.
Awesome okay. sauce.
Oh, absolutely incredible. Jin, it's your turn. You see that, so what would it be now? About 120 feet ahead of you, you see that Turbine has like got to the end of this, sort of edge of this clearing and is doing something with that beacon. What would you like to do?
I think Jin is just going to keep running, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it just seems like the simplest path forward is to just the path forward.
Yep.
And it's just going to sprint again. So I'm just going to take a full dash for 90 feet again. Yeah, just going to keep sprinting. So
okay.
90 feet forward.
You get 90 feet forward?
Keep it simple.
Incredible. Yes, actually, yeah. Why don't you roll me a d6, please?
Okay. Five.
Five. Okay. I need everyone to make me a dexterity saving throw, please.
Okay.
16.
16. That is a fail.
15. Plus my dex, which is 2, so 17.
17, that's a fail.
19.
Wow.
19, that's a pass.
Ah!
Okay, so if you fail, you take.
I use the log to pull vault out of the way.
Well, actually, I think that what happens is so if you failed, you take 16 points of lightning damage. Oh. I think you literally, like, the beacon that you stick in the ground is just. yes, and then Jin, as you kind of like run up, I think lightning bolt like hits into the beacon, and then like a bit like chain lightning just kind of arcs out and hits into you. You take half as much as this lightning hits into the log, and sort of like a little bit of it gets through onto you. But fortunately, you've like managed to ground this metal so that like it's harder for lightning to basically strike you, which is pretty cool.
I'm very hurt. I've been hurt a lot.
Okay, it's now Memento's turn.
How much damage did I take?
Pierced. Oh, it's half, so eight. Ooh, that's been... Nah, that feels a bit mean. That feels a little...
No, do
no,
it.
Do
that
it.
Feels
a little
do
mean.
The meanie. Do
mean.
It.
Actually,
activate meanie mode.
Can I ask what level haste is?
It is a third level spell.
Third level spell. Okay. you see, he's going to run forward. He looks and is like, you will not get away from me that easily. In fact, you're 120 feet away. You will not get away from me that easily. And he holds this, he holds his like rod up in the air and basically like swings it around like three times and sends these kind of like almost like little glowing bolts towards you. And as he does, he's going to cast Dispel Magic.
Oh,
and they basically
no.
like, they kind of hit into your head and you kind of feel yourself lose concentration on the haste spell. Unfortunately, if it's a third level spell, the target effect just ends.
Yeah.
No!
So that means that both of you are now, as far as I'm aware, you're incapacitated for a turn.
Your movement speed is zero.
Yeah,
so you basically, when the spell, you can't move or take actions until after our next turn.
So basically, you'll get a bonus action on your turn, but not a full action or movement.
Oh, this log got really heavy.
Yeah, and you guys, like, you could, yeah, see them sort of slightly power down, and then, no, I don't think he'll be able to catch up with any of those. Okay, pretty fun. Mentor's then going to run forward. Savissal, what are you going to do? Bonus action.
Single bonus action?
You're like,
Ah, my legs are locking up. Ah, I don't know what was in that cocaine. But it's making me crash? What?
It's got a little caffeine in it.
It's not supposed to do that.
I don't understand.
Cocaine's got caffeine in
it? I can cut it with caffeine. It's a little crazy.
I don't touch this stuff. Caffeine?
Just Coke for me.
I let my cocaine pure.
I prefer Coke Zero mixed with cocaine. I will just do another bardic inspiration to Jin. I turn to Jin and say, what is your name, my friend?
It's Jin.
Friend Jin, please accept this.
Wow. Okay. It's a little amiibo of me.
You can connect that to your Nintendo Switch and unlock extra levels of content.
Absolutely worth it.
Prince of a Skylander version of Jin, incredible.
There's a room full of coins, and you can go in there and you can get the coins, and that's pretty much it. It's 12 coins.
Okay.
Great.
That'll be $45.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if you could put it in the slot here.
Thank you.
Okay, so yeah, you have a bardic inspiration. That will be the end of the round. We'll be back at the top with Turbine. Turbine, you've only got a bonus action.
I do.
And unfortunately, you'll need an action to interact with the obelisk itself.
Like, I could quicken spell and try to make something go. How close are the folks who are chasing us?
The folks that are chasing, so Memento, I think, is about 120 feet away. He, just gets within 120 feet of you, and then sort of the rest of them are, all a little further back.
Probably just recover from my haste wearing off. I think that's probably the thing.
Just gets hit by a massive...
Oh, no!
I just gotta lie down for a second.
Yeah, you just need to...
Kid just in the mud.
Okay, bad timing.
It's been so long since I've had a hangover. It's incredible.
Different choices.
Let's not do this.
I don't really know my spell, so I'm just checking here to make sure that...
Sure.
Sure. I'm, you know what? Caution to the wind. Who gives a shit? Let's do it. I'm going to use Quicken Spell to spend 2 sorcery points.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to just cast Aid. That's just a second level spell, but that will give all of us
some tippies?
Yes. Let's see. I can choose 3 creatures, so me and my 2 allies. Your hit point maximum and current hit points increase by 5 for the next 8 hours.
Sweet.
Nice. Tempies.
So, Jin, you have a inspiration. Mm. You come out into the clearing. You see a little ways up ahead of you. You have the little hatch has opened up inside the obelisk. And obviously you've got your 2 friends sort of next to you that seem a little momentarily incapacitated.
Do you mind dropping the log? I could pick you up if we drop the log. Just, I don't want to compromise your integrity or your art.
Don't do it, man.
Okay, never mind. I'm just going to... Jin's like, you're right. I should have not asked. And I just run.
You see Mr. Tomas goes on top of the log, pecks at it, and it just splits perfectly down the middle. And just either side, he's like, there you go. We've got rid of the fucking log. Can we go now?
Yes, art is all about compromise, unfortunately.
I'm going to spend my turn putting the log back to... No. All right, come with
me. I'm being serious for a second. And I was actually going to pause and be like, Zach, please. Just fucking...
I'm going to pick Vissel up if you're... Vissel, I think we just got to keep pressing on, and I'm just going to run with him on my shoulder because my carrying capacity is
doubled.
Yes.
There will be more logs. Tell me there will be more logs.
Jin, performance check.
Or deception, I'm sorry.
There will definitely be more logs. I rolled a 17.
I got an 11 insight.
Where we're going? It's just logs. It's just logs, my boy.
It's going to be only logs.
Just stay with me.
Don't think about it. There will be logs. And I'm just going to dash ahead with him on my shoulder.
Yeah.
And when I get to the ship, and Jin is going to... Feeling the spirit of Zophine and the recent power he's gained, he's going to regain his is it once a week or once a day?
I think once a day.
Once a day. Spectral wings that are just sort of these watery angel-like wings. Just
kind of toss his hair and look, I don't know, just as important as he is so trying cool. to. I'm just going to use this right now. I guess it's sort of a big deal that I have these, and I don't know.
It looks really cool. I will say that you probably could have taken the gnome as well. I don't know why you left him
just still
behind.
Passed out in the mud.
Oh, I thought I ran up to where he was.
Next to him. Yeah, sure.
I'm going to try to... he can't be that much heavier, and I'm going to pick him up and try to fly up with the two of them.
I think just roll me a straight-up... dex check. And this is effectively just, like, how well you pilot these, like, new wings whilst holding a giant metal ball and a gnome, you know?
Can I... handhold on this ball. And I can do this with advantage.
I eject a little GameCube handle on top of me.
Oh, that's perfect.
Indeed. Like a little carry case.
Yeah. He's so heavy, it might break off.
I used to do for Memento when he got bored of you, like, walking too slowly, you'd just pick you up.
I would often protest.
Wait, did we already talk about Memento being a Christopher Nolan?
Yes, we did. Like, move on.
All right, so I can do this with advantage because of that channel divinity, right?
Yeah.
11.
Yeah, you managed to fly up to this little hatch, and, like, you're kind of, like, bumping into the chains, and, like, yeah, like, ow. I feel like it's that ow. Thing of, like, when you're, like, trying to, yeah, ow. Like, Turbine's kind of limp, is just fully smacking his head on the chip.
Just scraping against the side. Like,
you're ruining this marble. This is beautiful work here.
I know. I'm sorry. It's just, there's two of you, and one's heavier than the other. It's sort of lopsided.
You said you were the fastest.
What does that have to do with this?
I'm so hung up on that.
You're just body's limp. Yeah. Giving me shit.
Noodle arms.
Want me to drop you?
Oh, please don't. I'm so weak.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
Oh, God.
Why are you drinking?
A student of life.
Wait, if he's 14 and he could drink, then surely I can.
Listen, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
I'll help you out, but I'll be like the cool uncle.
Cool uncle at 14.
Hey, listen, if you're going to be drinking, I'd rather you do it around me.
I'm just holding on to your ankle.
No.
So yeah, you manage to fly up through the hatch, then you emerge into this sort of very dimly, it's not really lit because it's all of the light is just coming from, like, through the hatch. And as you sort of land, you see that there's these sort of almost like glass, like, container, and in front, and sort of every kind of like couple meters or so, there seems to be a little button with a label underneath it. But before you have a chance to sort of really look around or anything, sort of right in the center of the room, it suddenly sort of gets illuminated as this sort of little ball of light appears and starts to speak, and you hear,
"Wow, people! Hi! My name is..."
Barnabas. Is it Barnabas?
No.
Yeah. Is it Barnabas?
Wait. You know Barnabas?
I know a couple of Barnabai.
A couple of Barnabai?
Unless that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Listen, I've had a long day.
Bro, shut up.
Okay.
We are simply here for an architectural tour of your beautiful tip.
Well, okay, that's a weird way to put it. Anyway, I was really trying to do this kind of grand entrance thing. It's been a while since
I've
seen
you. You want to take two? Just take two.
Yeah, okay. Just pretend you haven't
seen me.
I'm
sorry, I'll shut up.
We'll turn around, and then we'll pretend like we're walking in.
Can you just fly back down through the hole?
Yeah, got it.
Real quick.
Scraping their hands
off.
Going back to your man.
Wow, people. Hi, my name is Nazak Hafas.
Whoa.
Thank you. And I am the original inventor of the obelisk.
What?
And that's where we'll end episode one.
Whoa!
Well, I'll need to insert the turbine scream from
the highest pitch.
My ears. So incredible. Such an incredible noise.
Wow, to meet a true artisan like this person, I'm very excited.
There we go. So that was episode one of Arc 11, I think.
Woo!
And thanks so much, guys. That was a ton of fun.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
A hoot.
Just real quick, we'll go around, and if you've got anything that you want to tell people about or encourage people to do and go and see and interact with or whatever, then please do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mike,
You can watch Rock, Paper, Scissors on Nickelodeon. I wrote on that show.
Yeah.
You can also watch Big City Greens on the Disney
Channel. Yeah, watch that one.
I also wrote on that show. show.
Don't watch that other show. Watch the Green.
Well, listen, with
no reason.
Yeah, no reason at all. Is that all I have? That's all I have to promote right now, I think.
Yeah. Check out any of Dropout's fine properties that feature me in them and no one else.
Okay.
Nice.
Sort of a solo thing.
Yeah. Or trap regenerating as a black guy, which is my favorite thing that's happened.
Yes, I'm canonically black. Cut that out. Don't do that. People are going to cancel me. Don't include that.
It's okay. I said it.
I always knew it was trap. It would get canceled. I'm at Zach Oyama and stuff. That's all I got. In this podcast, I guess.
Yeah. But you're already here, so, that's good.
And I guess the fine programming on Dropout as well.
Sure. Yeah, nice. Okay, cool.
For the people listening at the dentist office, just hearing this podcast randomly playing, you can go to patreon.com/rotatingheroespod.
Yes.
That's the one.
That is it.
Cool. Well, go.
I'm going to describe a QR code for you right now, and then
you could just write it down
and then take a picture.
20 rows on each side.
So it goes black pixel, white pixel.
Little weird circle thing right in the edge.
Wait, you're of a dinosaur? I need to get some graph paper.
And I'm at Caldi on stuff.
Bit of a garbage truck situation.
Very dramatic. Here we go.
Taken away by the garbage truck. Patreon.com/NadPod. Not another D&D podcast. If you want to listen to more D&D where I am a character, you can do that there.
Woo!
Yeah, woo!
Love NadPod. And I'm JW_Cartwright on all the social medias. If you want to hear more of my stuff, you can check me out over on Three Black Halflings, which is a podcast I talk about diversity and inclusion within TTRPGs. And obviously here, we also have the public feed, where you can actually currently re-listen to ARC 1 and 2, which feature the one and only Mike Trapp. And if you're listening over there, make sure you leave us a 5-star review, because it helps more people find the show, which is noise, and we like that. But we love you very much for being here. Thank you if you are one of our lovely rotators of the realm, and we will catch you next week for the arc bark about episode 1 arc 11. Zach, how do I end these?
Something like that.
Do we start barking?
Let's do it. It's a little preview of the arc bark there.
Garbage truck's here.
Yeah.